You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. Welcome to our program, Spiritual Cures. If you want any istikhara doing, or you need any wazaif, or you have any problems, financial problems, you know, family problems, physical problems, anything that you have, please do not suffer alone. Dawat Islami is here to help you. Inshallah, we have brothers who will do the istikhara for you as well. And then also, inshallah, if you need any wazaif or any problems or illnesses that you may have, we will give you the istikhara and the solution to them problems. Remember, shifa is from Allah Azza wa Jal. If it is in your destiny, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa as well. If you want to have an istikhara done, then we need the person's name, the mother's name, and just a brief description of what the istikhara is about. Then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will do the istikhara. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My mother and father listen at the moment, but I have one for myself, please. I have found a suitable spouse, but his father will not allow us to marry. Inshallah, we will give the istikhara for that as well, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Salam, can I get 4 taweez for Nazar, please? I don't have mahram. I am a single mom with 3 children. Inshallah, as well. I'll try to get this organized for you as well, inshallah, as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm a member of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah. And I'm always learning something new every day. The question I have asked is to help me increase my knowledge and also able to answer those who may question again. Okay. Salam wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can I have a wazifa for headaches? Inshallah, azawajal. To be honest with you, a headache is a common wazifa that we do normally give to a lot of people. And I want to start off with that as well, because there's a lot of people who do have headaches as well. But inshallah, azawajal, I'll try to get you the wazifa for that as well, inshallah, azawajal. The wazifa for headaches is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Read it and do dam on your head, inshallah, azawajal. And also, you can write this as a ta'weez and wear it so that it's touching your head always. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You can write it once only, but make sure that it touches the head as well. There's another wazifa, Ya Salamu, 11 times if you read that, and then do dam on yourself. I've tried that myself as well, and Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, it really does work. It's a tried and tested wazifa. So, Ya Salamu, 11 times. Do that 3 times, 7 times, or 11 times. And then every time, so for example, when you read Ya Salamu 11 times, repeat that 3 times. So obviously you're going to have 11, 22, 33 times. Blow in your hands and then just massage over your head. Do it another 7 times. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you blessings. Another way is that if you read 11 times Ya Salamu, massage on your head, do it 3 times. If you think that it's not getting better, then try doing it 7 times. And if you think it's not getting better, then try doing it 11 times. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by the time you've read it 11 times, you will see a difference, inshallah. Or another wazifa is read La ilaha illallah 65 times after Salatul Asr and do dam on your head. So for example, blow on your head and then just massage. If you're doing it for yourself, inshallah, you will see that the headache will go away. And if it's for someone else, then recite La ilaha illallah 65 times. Make sure to have it exactly 65 times. Now, sometimes people think that, what if I do extra is better? But the scholars, they mention that whatever times is mentioned in the books of the, and these are the tariqahs, the ways of the awliya Allah. So these are tried and tested tariqah. So we need to recite as many times as it is mentioned. So La ilaha illallah 65 times. And if it's for yourself, blow on your hands, do massage over your head. And if it's for someone else, then read it 65 times and blow on them. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. And it's also written in Bimar Abid, page number 37. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, this wazifa is also in that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me something to read for a better job? Okay. See, remember, you know, what is a better job? That is also a definition of what could be a better job. Remember, a better job does not mean that you get paid more. A better job could mean that that will give you more time in giving time for your deen as well, more time to give for your family as well. That is what you call more better job as well. Now, what we need to understand is that a person, you know, who works in a full-time job, you know, he might be thinking, oh, this is the best job. Why? Because I get paid a lot. Remember, if you don't get time to do your salah, then that, how can that be a better job? You know, some people argue that, you know, to earn halal money is also farz. It is farz to earn halal money, but it's never farz to leave your main farz, which is your salah as a Muslim. Salah, namaz is everything for us. How can someone earn halal money and then not offer his salah? The main reason is it's all about the salah. The other things are all around salah. So if you want to earn halal money, then what you need to do is you need to make sure that you understand this concept as well. So please, when it comes to earning halal money, don't get confused by saying that I need to earn halal money, but I need to, you know, at that same time, they won't let me offer my salah. The scholars, they mention that if you are working in a place where they will not let you offer your salah, then to work in that place will not be jais for you. It's not accepted by, because you are missing your ibadat. Remember, we were created, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We need to spend time in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, I will definitely try to get you a wazifa regarding that as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Let's see, inshallah, as soon as I get an answer, I will, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let you know with that as well. And we did a istikhara earlier on for someone, it was regarding an istikhara about someone's father who was finding it difficult to, you know, find a job, or he constantly loses a lot of money. The istikhara was done, and the reply for the istikhara was, it's a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it's a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So please, when it's like a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jalla, then try to recite as much Quran as possible as well. Now, because the scholars, they mentioned that a person who reads the Quran, what happens is Allah Ta'ala gives him barakat and blessings in that as well. I've also got another question from someone, and the question was, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A spiritual treatment for magic. Now, you haven't mentioned who the magic is on or what type of spiritual treatment that you would like. But if it's a general question about magic, sometimes, you know, it's really important to understand that not everyone's a magician. Not everyone is out there to get you. Yeah. Not everyone is a bad person. You know, sometimes what happens is, you know, we start having these doubts, and that is forbidden as well. You know, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, He mentions, do not be doubtful, you know, with your fellow Muslims. Do not be doubtful. Don't think that the whole world is out there to get you. Sometimes what happens is, it's not a spiritual thing, but what it is, it's a medical reason. Yeah, medically there's something wrong with you, and sometimes that's why we assume that we keep on hearing things medically because there's something wrong. We assume that, you know, I see things, I hear things. Now that is because it's to do with medical, not to do with black magic. But sometimes people, they ring up so-called fake peers, and they'll tell them, oh, someone's done black magic on you, someone's done this on you. And because our mind is already set, because I know I don't like that person, he's done jadu on me. And then we'll pick the phone up and, you know, we'll talk to these people and say, can you help me? Someone's done jadu on me. Obviously, they're ready to help you, but it's got to be money. You know, you have to give money. Without money, they're not going to do anything for you. That's why I normally say, pay as you go, peers. Yeah, give me money, I'll do the wazifa. Give me money, I'll do this. Give me money, I'll do that. Please avoid going to these people. Alhamdulillah, the reason, or one of the reasons that Dawat Islami has started this istikhara service, and also the Ta'wizat al-Tariyah, thousands and thousands of ta'wiz Dawat Islami gives out every month throughout the world. Thousands of ta'wiz and thousands of istikharas have been done. And Alhamdulillah, they are all done fi sabilillah. It's a service that Dawat Islami offers. But if there is a problem, you think that someone's done black magic on you, then after reciting La ilaha illallah 101 times, blow upon the one who is under the magic spell, or write the same on a piece of paper, then put the paper into water and make the sufferer drink this, inshallah, the effect of magic will go away. So read La ilaha illallah 101 times, and then blow upon that person, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa. But like I said, please bear in mind that not every person is a magician, not every person is doing black magic on, especially when it comes to family members. Please make sure to have this in your mind as well. Is istikhara for domestic disputes, black magic, evil eye in the house? Okay, code word Pakistan, inshallah, we'll forward that on as well. Please, can you do istikhara on me? I am having trouble getting pregnant, and also I think I have bad nazar of black magic done on me. Okay, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji. There is a small leaflet that, alhamdulillah, the brothers of Dawat Islami, they give that out as well. And in that, Amir al-Sunnat has given us the method to ward off evil. And Amir al-Sunnat, he writes, it's a small pamphlet that we give normally out to people as well. Take 7 red chilies in your hand and revolve around the patient 7 times. Yeah, so it is from the one of the references of Amir al-Sunnat. You know, and every sheikh or every peer sahab, they have their own wazifas that they read. And this wazifa that is Amir al-Sunnat has given us, alhamdulillah, so it's our peer of Murshid who has given us this, and that's what we act upon. And there are different methods that he has told us, and one of them is regarding the red chili. So I hope that Islam brother who is asking this question, inshallah, azawajal, again, you know, if you want in more detail, then you'll have to contact the istikhara number, and inshallah, azawajal, Islam brothers will give you more details if you want to go and ask them for more details. Jazakallah. Istikhara has been done for code word Pakistan, and istikhara is clear, alhamdulillah, there is no black magic, no evil eye or anything like that. Allah Ta'ala keep you all and keep us all safe from that as well. Jazakallahu khaira for that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I keep getting stomach problems. Please, can you help me what the problem is? I do not know if it is gastric problem or pain, but I do get a lot of disturbance and pain in my stomach. So if you get any stomach pains, that could be gastric problems, that could be anything, then what you need to do is, if you read this verse of the Quran, para number 23, Surah As-Safat, verse number 47, La fiha ghawlun wa la hum anha yunzafoon. If you recite that 3 times, blow on water. So, for example, I've got water with me here. لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينظفون لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينظفون لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينظفون and then blow into that water and then drink the water inshallah azza wa jal you will see a difference as well and allah taala will give you shifa remember shifa is from allah azza wa jal you can go to the best doctor the best physician the best person that you think that will cure you if the cure is not written for you in your destiny you will not get that cure but inshallah azza wa jal our duty is to try allah taala inshallah azza wa jal will give blessings and inshallah shifa to everyone as well assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh please can you help me I am suffering with hepatitis is there anything that I could read or help to alleviate the problem assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh please could you clarify this as I have waited a week for the answer there is no other clarification there is a What I said, we only give ta'weezat out. If you need to get more clarification, obviously you can contact our istikhara number. They will give you the clarification. But alhamdulillah, because it's from my pure murshid, I don't need no clarification. But if you do need some clarification, then that is fine. Alhamdulillah, if you do need to educate yourself, then please contact our istikhara hotline. The Islam Brothers will, inshallah, help you out with that. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is someone who was suffering from hepatitis. I've got the wazifa now. Recite or get Suratul Quraysh recited 21 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time with durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before and after 11 times blow onto Zamzam water or the water which contains few drops of Zamzam water and then drink it daily in the morning afternoon and evening inshallah recovery will be achieved within 40 days only one time blown water is sufficient water as per needed can be added so if you are suffering with hepatitis then recite suratul quraish li ila fi quraish 21 times but remember every time that you read suratul quraish you need to read bismillahir rahmanir rahim as well before and after durood-e pak 11 times each and blow onto water as well now if there is zamzam water then that is even better if there isn't zamzam water then normal water will be sufficient for that as well and drink from that morning afternoon and evening inshallah azwajal allah taala will give you shifa and this is to be done for 40 days yeah so 40 days within 40 days inshallah azwajal you should be able to receive some shifa inshallah azza wa jal again if there's any problems that you know you're not getting better you've tried a lot of other wazifa as well and things are not working out then please go and see your local zimmedar islam brother who gives the ta'weezat out now where is your local zimmedar islam brother there is an app that Dawat Islami has it's called spiritual cures ruhani ilaj if you just go on to ios or the google play store and just write spiritual cures and just put Dawat Islami and inshallah azza wa jal you will come to an app and on the app we have the facility where your location if you turn that on inshallah azza wa jal it'll tell you where the closest taweezat attariya basta to you as well and alhamdulillah azza wa jal all around the country the taweezat bastas are open maybe they might not be fully open But alhamdulillah, Islami brothers do give out ta'weez as well. So please, if you need to visit any of the Islami brothers ta'weezat, then you can visit them or by all means, Islami brothers only. For Islamic sisters, there's a WhatsApp number. Obviously, some Islamic sisters will not be able, they might not have any mahrams or they have problems. But inshallah, azza wa jal, if you can note this number down, inshallah, azza wa jal, this number, is for the Islamic sisters and the number is a Pakistan number plus 92 316 806 2626 let me give that again plus 92 316 806 2626 that is the wazifa or the number for the Islamic sisters as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, we have istikhara, the lines that are always open, mashallah, from 11 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. The istikhara lines are open as well. So if you need to do any istikhara, then Islami brothers, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will help you out on that as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's go to the next person. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have misplaced something in my house and I cannot find it. It is very important that I find that, or else I will have a very big financial loss. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well. I would request you to have a mannat as well. A mannat is to make a vow or promise in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that if you do find your lost item or whatever it was, then inshallah you will fast for as many days or how many days you want. You will give in charity or you will offer so many nawafil. So anything to do with ibadat, if you make the mannat vow, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah will help you as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For a few days I have been suffering from fever. Is there anything that could be read that I can better myself? Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. Inshallah, there is a wazifa for fever. Inshallah, as soon as I get that wazifa, I will inshallah let you know. For the person who asked for the wazifa for anything that they've lost at home, now this could be anyone who is listening, to be honest with you, because sometimes we put things away when we forget. Yeah. And then what happens? And sometimes these things are very important. It might be papers, documents, very important documents. It might be money. It might be keys, your car keys, your house keys. And it's important that you need to find them. Yeah. Now, sometimes what happens is when you put them away, you sometimes forget. This is why Amir al-Sunnah, he says that the whole family, for example, if it's the house keys and you only have one set of house keys, then the whole family should decide upon one place. If you even take the house keys, make sure you put them back at that place. Or if it's a certain item that all of you use, for example, you might have a laptop at home, or you might have an iPad at home, and you all use it, make sure you use it and you put it back in the same place where you all agreed. If you don't, then the other person, when he starts to look for it, obviously, he will not be able to find it and he'll be in problems. So the wazifas, if you lost anything, to read this wazifa. It says that you need to keep on repeating this as many times as you can. The wazifa is, Ya bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ardi ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allaha latifun khabir. It's para number 21, Suratul Luqman, verse number 16. Para number 21, Surah Luqman, verse number 16. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if you read this verse again, I'll read it once more. Ya bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min, in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakhratin, aw fi samawati, aw fi al-ardi, yati biha Allah, inna Allaha latifun khabir. Read that, read that as many times, and then just blow onto whatever you need to be safeguarding. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will help you find that as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's go towards some more wazifa, inshallah. The Islam brother who asked for a wazifa for high temperature, then the wazifa for that is, if you recite, Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir. Keep repeating that, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that your temperature will come back to normal. Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir. So keep reading that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. Now remember, if you are taking medications, do not stop on your medications. Carry your medications on as well. Allah is the one. Maybe your shifa is written in medications. Maybe your shifa is written in any other things. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will still get better. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. پلیز کین یو ہیلپ می, آئی نارملی گیٹ اے لاٹ آف اسکریچنگ آن مائی باڈی, ہاؤ ڈو آئی گیٹ ریڈ آف دیٹ, پلیز ہیلپ می. ان شاء اللہ دیر از اے ویری بیوٹیفل اسٹوری اباؤٹ سیدنا علی کرم اللہ تعالی وجہہ الکریم, اینڈ ہی سیز دیٹ a person, he had a very severe problem with scratching, yani kharish zyada thi, and he says that I made an intention to travel to the blessed cities of Hijaz Muqaddas, and I stopped at Kufa Sharif, and I met with the mazar of Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. When I went to sleep at night, I saw Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem in my dreams, and I said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, please give me something, please help me. And he says that Amir al-Mu'mineen in my dreams gave this verse for me to read. And he says that if that person woke up in the morning, he was back to normal again. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So this wazifa, he saw Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his dream, and Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he gave him this wazifa. And this is para number 18, Suratul Mu'minun, verse number 14, and the wazifa is فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Let me read it once more. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. If you read that inshallah azawajal and blow, it doesn't say how many times, but if you read that and you keep on blowing, so whenever you have the urge of scratching, just read that فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, and then blow on your hands or wherever the problem is, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you shifa-i kamila as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi وبرکاتہ. پلیز کین یو ہیلپ می, آئی ہیم اباؤٹ 30 odd years, اینڈ آئی کین ناٹ فائنڈ رشتہ فار مائی سیلف. پلیز کین یو ہیلپ می اینڈ گائڈ می سو دیٹ آئی کوڈ ہیو اے گڈ پارٹنر. ٹھیک ہے, ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. سو ان شاء اللہ یو وانٹ ٹو نو وظیفہ فار ویڈنگ, شادی کے لیے وظیفہ, ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. Ji, Pyare Islam, just one important thing is, you know, whenever we read these wazaifs, make sure that the best way to read this wazaif is that you are in wuzu, you are facing the qibla, and you are wearing good clothes, and then sit down and read these wazaifs, because obviously majority of these wazaifs are the verses of the Quran, and you know they contain the verses of the Quran. So if you're not in wuzu and you touch the paper or the verses of the Quran, then that will not be allowed. So make sure whenever you read a wazaif, you know, the more passion you have, the more love you have for reading the kalamullah, inshallah the more you see things will get better. Ji, the wazifa for marriage I've just been told, recite suratul ikhlas 41 times when sleeping, and make dua for marriage. Recite 11 times durood before and after. Make an intention that in your wedding ceremony you will refrain from films, dramas, songs, music and pictures, including the acts which are against the teachings of the sunnat. So mashallah, azawajal, a very beautiful wazifa for marriage is recite surat ikhlas, qul huwallahu ahad, 41 times, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give you a better rishta, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now remember, whenever we talk about having a good rishta or anything like that, then it's very important that it's very important that we follow the guidelines and according to Sharia, try not to do anything that is against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal you will see that Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa-i kamila as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Ji, let's go towards another message. Ji, someone just sent me Assalamu alaikum. Please, can you do istikhara? I have problems at home with my husband. We keep on arguing. Please, can you check what the problem is? You know, I just want to mention a few very important things. You know, sometimes we believe it's that the other person's fault. Maybe it's not the other person's fault. Maybe it's my fault. So here, we need to understand that whatever, you know, we do our home, you know, try to understand that, you know, we all tied down with Shariat. There is nothing more important than Shariat. Even parents are not important than Shariat. Our Shariat is very important. Now, what happens is, some of the times, you know, if it's the wife, you know, and the husband's our fault, so what the wife needs to do is she needs to be a bit patient and to have some sabr. And sometimes it's the husband and the wife's our fault. So now the husband has to be doing sabr as well. Because if you don't have sabr and you know you do be sabri, then what will happen if she is shouting, you know, and you shout back at her, then what's going to happen end of the day? There's going to be a very big argument, and on that, you know, things can really escalate. And there's so many people, they do regret it later on. Oh, it wasn't me. I was really angry, and that's why I divorced him. I really don't want a divorce. But sometimes it's too late. I'm not saying that it's, you know, anything regarding the Shari ruling there, but we need to understand, you know, we need to understand each other's rights. We need to understand each other's feelings. It's not that I'm always right and she's always wrong, or I'm always right and he's always wrong. You need to understand each other. If there's a misunderstanding between one of you, you need to sit down and try to remove that misunderstanding. Now, majority of the time, what happens, these arguments, they take place over nothing seriously. There's nothing really, but we start to argue. You know, it might be, you know, that, you know, I'm playing about with my phone. Why are you playing about with the phone? Are you texting someone? And then you start to, you know, ma'azallah, think, you know, on the other lines of, is he cheating me? Is he having an affair with someone else? You know, why is she doing this? Why is he spending a lot of time? Then what happens? You'll go into arguments. And most of the time, if you are married and you have children, sadly, it is the children that will always lose out. Yeah. And then, you know, the children, sometimes there have been cases where the parents cannot come to a mutual agreement, and the children are being given to other family members. And if there's no family members, obviously the social services, they will take the children away. And it's going to be really, really difficult to get your children back. And it's been so many cases like that as well. We need to understand that as Muslims, number one, we need to be steadfast. We need to be patient on this as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to work for myself from home. Can you give me any tips on how I could be successful? I don't know about any tips that I can give you if you're working from home. Obviously, what I can tell you is you need to have a good internet connection. Or if you're working from home and you're working online, you need to have a good internet connection. That's the only advice I can give you. Probably you might think, well, I knew that already. But you need to really, this is nothing spiritual, you know, I don't know what to say, to be honest with you. Talk to a businessman, a good businessman, and inshallah, he'll guide you on that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've been getting a lot of headaches recently. Please, can you do istikhara? Please, can you give me istikhara? So, maybe you mean a wazifa. Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll give you a wazifa for that as well. We have another. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have lost something, but I need to find it as soon as possible. I don't know if it's the same message that has come back, but I'll give you the wazifa again. Read La ilaha illallah 1008 times. So if you lost anyone, it could be a person, it could be your gold or silver, you could be money, it could be anything that you've lost. Recite La ilaha illallah 1008 times. 1008. Recite it 1008 times. Inshallah, you will find your lost item. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Someone who asked for a headache. If it's half the headache or the full head, then recite Ya Salamu 11 times and do dham on yourself. If it's, I mentioned this before. If it's for yourself, do dham on your hands and then just take the hands over your head. And if it's for someone else, then recite Ya Salamu and blow on them. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you Shifa-e Kamila. Ji, let's see what someone else says. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm suffering from lack of sleep. I cannot get to sleep at night. Even today, I went to sleep really, really late and it affects me and my job. Please, is there anything that I can do? I am in a very, very big problem. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There is a very beautiful wazifa regarding, I don't know what it's called, it starts with an S, I forgot it. It just got out of my mind. It's called insomnia, that you can't get the sleep. And especially, you know, if you are working and you got to wake up in the morning, go to work. And if you can't sleep at night, Allahu Akbar, I know how it feels because a few days ago I was the same as well. And the thing is, it's like sometimes why you can't get to sleep is when you're overthinking about something. Yeah, you're constantly thinking about that. You're constantly thinking about that. And that is one of the causes of sleep deprivation. And why had that so? What you need to do is, first of all, what is it that is, you know, is bothering you? You know, for example, if it's a job that, you know, you got problems at work, or you need to give someone, you owe money to people and you need to give money back to them, try to remove that. Try to, you know, just breathe, you know, breathe through your nose. And, you know, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Inshallah, will relax your body, relax your mind. Inshallah, that is one of the best ways. Remember, you know, worrying about things. For example, you owe someone money. I know, you know, if you do this, feel uncomfortable. But what is the point of worrying about something? All you're going to do is you're going to get yourself more into problem. You're going to lose sleep over that. You know, you're not going to answer the person's phone. He's going to be doubting you that why is he not answering my phone? Has he run away? What's happened? So with all these kind of problems, what happens is you're putting yourself into more and more problems. So what you need to do is please try to, you know, make your mind clear. I know it's easy for me telling you, but I know it's really hard, but you have to do it. You know, if you don't have a good sleep, you're not going to get to work. And I've met with the Islamic brothers that sadly, they've gone to work and, you know, they weren't feeling well, you know, because they had a lack of sleep. And they're at work and they're struggling, you know, to work and, you know, that causes them headaches. The next morning, you wake up, you've got a banging headache, you can't get to work. That's going to push you even further. You needed money to pay someone and now because you're taking days off work, obviously you're not going to get paid for them days and that is going to reduce your wage packet. And whoever you are going to return the money to, is you're going to have more problems. So please have a clear mind and just inshallah recite La ilaha illallah 7 times and blow on yourself. La ilaha illallah 7 times, blow on yourself. Read Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. Blow on your hands, massage over your body. Or if you want, read Mu'awwazatayn, the last two surahs, Surat Falaq and Surat Nas, read them, blow on your hands and massage over your body. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you, inshallah, Azawajal, shifa. So you need to really calm yourself down and then you'll see things will start to get better as well, inshallah, Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to start a business selling goods on internet. Is there anything that you can help me out with that? Like I mentioned, you need a good internet service. But if you want to, inshallah, Azawajal, I'll try to give you a wazifa for success of your business, inshallah, Azawajal. If you write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 30 times, if you write 30 times Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inshallah, Azawajal, and put it on a piece of paper, hang it in your house if you're doing it from home, obviously, you said. You're going to start the online business from home. So write that 30 times and put that onto the wall. Inshallah, your business will, inshallah, be a good one as well. جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. پلیز کین یو ڈو استخارہ فار مائی سسٹر؟ شی ہیز بین میریڈ فار ون ایئر، واز ریسنٹلی پریگننٹ فار تھری منتھس. شی واز ہیلتھی بٹ ہیڈ اے مس کیریج ان شاء اللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. آئی ایم فیلنگ اسکیئرڈ آل دا ٹائم. آئی ایم اوکے ناؤ، بٹ از دیر اینی تھنگ آئی کوڈ ریڈ ٹو فائنڈ مائی از دیر اینی تھنگ دیٹ آئی کوڈ ریڈ ٹو کیپ اوے فرام بینگ اسکیئرڈ؟ Now there's so many things that will come in there. What is it that you can read to keep away from being scared? Number one is always read the Quran, because when you read the Quran and it's in your heart, it's in your mind, and it's on your tongue as well, inshallah as well, that will help you inshallah as well to keep yourself motivated. And the other thing is that sometimes, you know, why you feel scared is, what is it that you are feeling scared of? Is it, you know, sometimes, you know, naturally we feel scared of death. Well, you know, are we going to die? I haven't prepared anything. What you need to do is you need to start to prepare for the hereafter. Try to make sure that you offer your 5 times salah. Try to make sure that you read the Quran. And then, alhamdulillah, recite as much durood as possible onto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala. And try to spend your time in doing good things. That will, inshallah, so will help you. Because the more you spend time in doing good things, the more, inshallah, azawajal, you will see that you won't even have time. You know what it is? It's sometimes the heart. You know, Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that no doubt the satisfaction of the heart is in the remembrance of Allah. So the more remembrance of Allah Ta'ala you do, the more, inshallah, azawajal, will be better for yourself as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am suspecting that there might be jinns in my house because I can hear footsteps when I go to sleep. Is there anything that I could do or I could read to get remove the jinns from my house? See, when you start to suspect something, that's where the problem is. It might not be even jinns, you know. And, you know, like I said before, it's a medical condition as well. Sometimes you hear things, sometimes you see things as well. It's not always black magic or something. But if you think that, you know, it is evil jinns or something like that in your home, don't worry. Inshallah, azawajal, you know, as they say, try to read the Quran. Ayatul Kursi is one of the best verses of the Quran that you can read for these kind of problems. So Ayatul Kursi, read that, blow on yourself. And inshallah, if you have family, try to blow on them as well. Because sometimes, what happens is they do try to cause you harm. And, you know, in majority of the time, they don't really do anything. Even if they're in your house, they just mind their own business and carry on with their own daily routine. But if they do cause you any problems, then what you need to do is read Ayatul Kursi and blow on yourself and blow into the house as well. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you away. A story comes into mind. One day a person, he came to Mufti Azam-e-Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the youngest son of Allah, Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And when this young man came to him and he says that, Ya Sayyidi, I think my house is possessed with jinns. And Mufti Azam-e-Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says to that young man, tell me, do you know how to perform ghusl when you need it? And the person, he says that, no, I don't. I don't know it according to the sunnah. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali sat him down and he taught him how to do ghusl properly. When that person went away, a few days later, Mufti Sahib, he met with that same person and he goes, tell me what happened to your house. And he goes, Ya Sayyidi, my house, it looks like it's clean now. The jinns have gone away. I feel much better now. And Mufti Azam-e-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, he said to him that, my son, you know, you did not know how to clean yourself. You were dirty yourself. So therefore, your house became dirty as well. Once you start to clean yourself, Allah Ta'ala will make your house clean as well. So it's very, very important that we try to, you know the how to even do ghusl. These are the basic necessities of our deen. If we don't know them, then how are we going to live our lives? Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter has got evil eye by animal. Please, can you give a wazifa? Okay. My daughter has got evil eye by animal. Okay. If you know why, you know, if you know it's evil eye, you don't need to do istikhara, do you? But inshallah, we'll still do your istikhara, don't worry. Please, can you do istikhara for my family? All of my family are constantly arguing and fighting. Everyone is disrespectful to each other. My siblings are not able to find happiness in marriage. And there are times in our house when we hear steps. Please, could you tell me when I could get a response for this istikhara? We need names, or if you want to have the istikhara done on the house, then we need the full address of the house. And inshallah, that's when we can do the istikhara. So if you send this message, please send another message on the address of your house. So we'll try to do the istikhara on your family, on your house. Maybe there's something, like you said, you can hear steps as well. So we'll try to do the istikhara and get back to you, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now, remember, my dear Islam brothers, like I said before, it doesn't always have to be jinnat that are in your homes as well. Maybe it could be something else, and maybe it's just, for another reason. So, inshallah, azza wa jal, I'll let you know with the istikhara result. Gee, someone who sent us an istikhara, that they said that my daughter has an evil eye. The istikhara has been done, and yes, it is evil eye. And one of the easiest way of removing evil eye is to recite La ilaha illallah 60 times. La ilaha illallah 60 times. Inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will remove the illness, and things will, inshallah, azza wa jal, start getting better for you. Now, if you suspect that there are jinns in your home, like the brother said that we can hear the footsteps in our house, then there is a very beautiful wazifa that you can read as well. It's Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yeah, if you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times and then blow on yourself, inshallah azawajal, you will be protected from that. Basically, it will be like a circle around you that will protect you from every type of jinn, sharir jinns as well. And inshallah azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa, and inshallah will give you courage as well. Now, this has been mentioned in Bimar Abid, page number 27. So read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times, inshallah azza wa jal. Blow on yourself, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa, inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My wife and I have been married for 7 years but don't have 2 kids. Please, can you perform istikhara for us? Gee, again, remember, for istikhara, we need the person's name and we need the mother's name. And okay, you told us the problem. So we need the name of the person. So in this case, we need your wife's name and your name. And we need your wife's mum's name and your mum's name. And inshallah, we can do istikhara. So please remember that time is running out. We will try to do istikhara. Gee, code word blue istikhara, we've just done it now. It's come back as illness. So alhamdulillah, there's nothing. So what you need to do is, it's a sign of illness, so there's no black magic or evil eye, alhamdulillah. So I'll give you a wazifa for headaches. You read ya salamu 11 times and blow on your hands and massage your head and do that 3 times, 7 times or 11 times, inshallah azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa, inshallah azawajal. Assalamu alaikum. I would like to do an istikhara for my auntie. Code word is Kashmir. She's going through a lot in her marriage name. Okay. Another very important thing to remember is that, you know, sometimes, you know, a person, those people who are married, if there's, problems in your marriage, you know, basically, you know, the husband and wife are keep arguing with one another, or there's be barakati, meaning there's no blessing in the home, then please try to read the Quran. You know, the Quran is the source of all problems to be removed through the Quran. So remember, the Quran is the word of Allah. Where the Quran is recited, there are blessings that fall onto that place, that area. So if you think that there is bare barakati in the home, you know, there's no one's really happy, everyone's arguing with one another, then please read the Quran at home, recite the Quran, mashallah. And the more Quran that you will read, the more, inshallah, you will see barakats will fall upon you, alhamdulillah. Istikhara has been done for code word Kashmir. and it's come back that waqti azmaish, temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sadly, that's the end of our program. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we hope to see you next week, same time, inshallah, same place. Please keep take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.